Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
1, 2, 3.
On The Fan.
All right, three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, if you were Devontae Smith, how would you handle the security guard checking out your girl?
I'd say it's a compliment. Nah, he was maybe a little bit too locked in. I mean, you know, you can kind of pretend you're looking somewhere else and catch that quick raise. We all know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I went right to her Instagram page myself, the Maya Danielle. If you're not familiar with this story, there was a very attractive woman walking the sidelines of the Eagles game. The security guard walked past, turned around very quickly to see what had just passed him by.
Yep.
Turns out it was Devontae Smith's fiance or whatever, wife, I don't even know.
I think it's girlfriend, and he locked in pretty good. Now, it's a still shot. Now, was it a, I'm kind of having fun, like, was it a quick glance, or was he really just
he did a full turn.
He did do the full turn.
But that's like an aggressive, you got to be aware that there could be cameras on. Also,
that's true.
It's probably somebody's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like a full turn, even if the security guard is single in this particular spot, I don't know if the full turn check it out is like acceptable.
Well, you got to at least pretend you're looking at something else. Like you look at your watch for a second. You got to throw some sort of distraction. There's got to be a little diversion there. Like, you know, you're looking up at the top of the sky.
I forgot something back there. Turn around.
You scratch your head. Like there's ways to do it. That security guard either has no game or he just has no shame. One of the two, man.
Now, I'm trying to think if I were in his spot. Forget about Devontae Smith. And I think Smith handled it well. He went to Instagram and joked around. The guy better. Well, yeah, come on, dude. You should take it as a compliment.
It is.
But if I'm the security guard, I'm trying to think of what I would do in that spot.
Depends if you're married.
Does it?
I mean, it's not the meaning what you would do with the quote-unquote fallout or if you try to get the look.
I'm just saying,
Two very different things.
If you pass by, like, you know, on the city street.
We all do, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
So, like somebody of that magnitude that catches your eye to that level, is it just, are we supposed to just keep it moving? Or is it okay to be like, oh, was that, did I just pass that? You know, like pretend you're turning around for something else.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah. Like, let's just say, hypothetically, getting off of the PATH train and walking to Hudson Street, for example.
Yeah.
Let's just say hypothetically.
I don't know. People might recognize you. You got to watch it. They get a picture on the camera on you.
So
be careful here.
That's the good point, BT. Let this be a lesson learning, a learning lesson for everybody else.
Don't look at anybody.
Don't be the security guard. Keep it moving as much as you want to turn around. And then just, you know, go to the IG page. You probably get everything you're going to see there anyway. All right, number two. If you have multiple entries in survivor pools, you have to select... Not that you have to, but what would you do? Select the same team or different teams? Two different entries?
No, I would do two different ones to give myself the increased odds that I get deeper in the season.
But is it increased odds if you're... Now, I'm talking about two different pools, not the same pool.
Two different pools.
If you were in the same pool, it would defeat the purpose to have different same picks, obviously. Yeah.
Is this the Mirage pool, by the way, that we weren't invited to?
I'm in a Mirage pool.
Wait, you jumped in that?
And then I'm in another pool.
You jumped in that?
I did, yeah.
What?
Yeah. I wanted in the knockout pool.
He wanted to jump in.
So why didn't you? He sent us the link.
To what email? I haven't been to my work email in 4 years.
No, I thought he texted us the link.
I get it.
I just signed right in there.
Really?
All right, so
maybe he did.
So
you know what he did? He did.
Let's say you were in two separate knockout pools.
Okay.
Your strategy would be what?
My strategy would be, I probably wouldn't do two, but I'll play along. Because then you're overthinking it.
Segment over,
No. So if you do two, I... Well, you're not going to make a pick that you don't believe in. Right. So I could also see, even though my initial thought was to pick two different teams to keep it going, maybe you do ride the two same picks if that's what you really believe, and maybe you win two pools.
Right. I've done both over the years, but at this particular point, I think I'm riding with the same one because think about it. It's hard enough to pick one, and even though you think in your own mind, all right, well, I'm in multiple Survivor Leagues, and I don't want to get eliminated with the same team.
Yeah.
You're now hurting your odds by trying to pick two winners.
Hurting your odds in one of them, but at the end of the day, increasing the odds that you live to fight another week in totality. You see what I'm saying?
I guess, but you are hurting yourself because you're, instead of just picking one team to win...
Either way, you're flushing down money in one of them.
You are picking two... No, not necessarily.
Well, maybe. Well, you're going to lose one of them.
I just find that it's easier, while tempting to do multiple... Or to do different picks in multiple pools.
Yeah, it's too much at this point.
I think it's easy to just pick one particular team, and that's it. I'm not playing scared. I can pick one winner a week, and then that's it, even for both pools. And if I lose, I lose. If not, I win both.
Okay, so real quick on the Survivor pools here. Yeah. So at the peak of your Falcons fandom...
Yes.
Did you ride them, or would you stay away from them in those kind of pools because you didn't want to mix business with pleasure there?
If I felt great about them, I'd bet them.
Yeah, same way with the Jets or the Giants. Over
yeah,
the
okay, I don't let that get in the way. I would just be blind to it. All right, last one here, and this comes from Hoff, actually, earlier in the week. Yeah, who's a celebrity that you would want at your wake?
At my wake?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Yeah. Hoff had this experience, I guess, recently with somebody in his
room. Did he die and he came back?
Well, no, I just found out that my wife's father, who passed away like 20 years ago, unfortunately, Dave the Busher was at his wake because they were friends.
Right.
So great. Nick, of course.
Yeah.
The Busher pounding the table when they get Patrick Ewing in 85.
Hmm.
Oh, man, I didn't see this one coming. A celebrity that's either with us or no longer with us. It could be either or.
No, I would say like somebody that's alive.
Somebody's currently with us here.
Like in the hypothetical. Yeah, like for me, like, you have one?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
I Steve Summers.
Okay, well, I was going to say Boomer. So, like, does that count, or is that just more of, like, because we're co-workers with
Why would you want Boomer? It's an interesting pick.
Well, it's not that I would want him. I'm just saying, like, does he count as a celebrity?
Yeah, he's a celebrity, of course.
Do you think Boomer would show up if either of us died?
Yes, I do. I do. 100%. I mean,
does it depend on if there's a golf tournament going on?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is he
that's
doing?
That's Gio.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure Gio would show up, let alone Boomer.
That's different. I think Boomer would step up. Now, Boomer
really?
Would be there. If Gio's got a tee time, he's not. No, he might send the car or something. He ain't coming.
I think Gio would show up for me 100%. I mean, I'd hope.
You live with the guy.
That's what I'm saying. I would think Gio would show up at my wake.
Yeah, no, me,
Boomer.
He wouldn't. He would play golf. I think Boomer would show up at both of ours.
I
really do. Boomer's that, I do.
Is there
twice
another,
the captain at the station.
Is there another celebrity that maybe we don't work with that you would want?
My God. I don't want to be boring. No, it doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter.
Is Boone a celebrity?
I was thinking Bodie for a second here. Yeah, of course he is. What do you mean? Is he a sleazy? Yeah, Yankees manager, of course.
Who would show up and apply that data at your wake?
Oh, stop, man. Who do I really... Do you want an actor? I mean, do you want somebody that's funny to lighten the mood? How about you? So you should say Sandler, because you love him, and he'll make everybody feel good about your death.
There you go.
You like that.
Wait a second. I thought you'd say Terry Collins. Because you love Terry so much.
I do love him.
It would be an honor for you to have Terry there.
No, Terry's going to get him the suit that he lays in the casket with, because that's what he got him.
You're right. I want to be buried in the suit TC got me, but I do want Adam to... Good
you
answer.
Like that
yeah,
one.
See, my mind was thinking Halle Berry, Jessica Alba, and then I'm like, well,
what
could...
Though?
Yeah, exactly.
But they're going to fall over you while you're dead?
No, I don't want them there.
No.
The Sandman, that's
you
the
want
right
them,
answer.
You want them at the pre-party, not at the post-rap.
The Sandman, good one.
Right. I'd want to see Redman at your wake, to be honest with you, Sal. Because
Redman?
Because I'd like to see him give you a new yell at you about your Knicks takes. Was it Knicks or Giants?
Giants. I think he was mad at the Giants. Wonder what Reggie Noble thinks of Jackson Dart. By the way, we got to get into Jackson
Kevin
Dart.
James could show up. He could berate you in the casket as well. You have a long list of people that'll be out at you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, you didn't have one until I gave you one.
I know. I'm trying to think of one for you.
Ah, God.
Dave Letterman.
No, I'm not a Letterman fan.
Paul O'Neill.
Yeah, I mean, I love O'Neill, but I don't think he would show up after I said he can't come on the show. You know what? Maybe I'll have Michael Kay show up. You can introduce it in a very stately Yankee manner.
Right,
and I know he would show up.
Well, if you have Kay, I'm going to have Francesa.
Good. Is he going to show up?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I don't know.
I'd like to, you know what? I'd actually like Spike to come to mind for some reason.
Spike.
Eskin or Lee?
Eskin. No, Lee's fine.
But these are not like, I love Spike. He's not a celebrity. Like, these are coworkers.
Kind of a celebrity.
Gaten Matarazzo. There you go.
Okay. There you go.
We have a relationship with his dad, so there you go. They'll show up.
Connor.
And bring the bakery gifts.
Ariana from, or Adriana from Vanderpump Rules.
100%. Maybe Margot Robbie. I don't know. Oh, people would think it's pretty cool. She's there at my funeral. That'd be nice, you know?
That is a good point.
Margot Robbie's, that's a good call.
You know what I'm saying? And then people be like, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had that game.
Oh, he had this hookup. Yeah. Then they would wonder, like, hey, maybe.
Dude.
He had more game than we thought.
I got a great idea.
If they start showing up.
Rent the celebrity. Can we do that?
Rent the celebrity?
Start a
business?
Yeah. To show up at your wake.
Make yourself feel important?
You just show up. Just somebody shows up, like, have a speech already written out for you.
They got Cameo.
Let's
so just
go.
Rent the body.
Dude.
Instead of rent the video.
I think trademark this segment has jumped the shark. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll reset down with the king topic of the day when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.